What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. And it is that time of the week where I introduce this week's special guest. I want to give a little warning before this chat in case any sensitive topics come up that might affect you. If you are feeling low or you need support, do reach out, and you can reach out to Samaritans on 116 123. This week's special guest on Life Unscripted. I love to chat about men opening up and chatting about their mental health. And I have such a story here for you this morning. Joining me live in studio is the co-founder of the Hey, How Are You campaign, Shane Rooney. Shane, thanks for taking the time to join me in studio.
No problem at all, Katie. Thanks very much for having me.
Not at all. Shane, I commend you, and I know your story very well, and I absolutely love it. I do feel that men don't open up and talk enough, and, you know, they struggle in silence. Yeah. And you took what you went through and turned it into an amazing campaign last January, and we're here to talk about that today.
Yeah.
We'll kick it off, Shane, with why did you start the Hey, How Are You campaign?
I've always, I suppose, sort of went through dips in my mental health. Say, even before I ever worked in horses at all, like, the chefing end of things was probably the lowest of the low. And I had to turn my whole life around. And that's where I eventually ended up going working in with horses as well. I'm at the stage now where I know the signs, and I know how to combat it and how to deal with it and all that. Like, when I was sort of going through a little bit of a dip there last year around Christmas time, I basically said, right, okay, I need to try and do something. What I did was I looked up the statistics, if there was any statistics for, like, mental health in the equine industry, just to, I suppose, give myself a bit of self-gratification that it wasn't just me. The results came back absolutely shocking. There was, I think, 80% of professional jockeys, like, suffered from at least one diagnosable mental health disorder. Like, there was a load of different statistics. There's, I think, 60% of trainers as well. I'm not 100% sure on the numbers. They're not right in front of me here now at the minute, but they're all up on the social medias, the Hey campaign and all that. And it just completely shocked me. And I went to Shane. I knew Shane from writing for the Grassroots Gazette, and just put the idea to him, like, let's launch a mental health campaign. Now, bear in mind, Katie, this is the 28th of December.
Shane loves a challenge.
So this is the 28th of December. And he says, right, okay, when do you want to launch it for? Of course, he thinking it was about 6 or 8 months' time. 1st of January, I says, Shane. He says, you are totally mad. But look it, we did it. And for, I suppose, the little amount of time that we had to, I suppose, prepare and plan and get everything ready, like, it was an outstanding success.
It was. Even
looking back now today, I still question, like, how in the name of God we did it. But that's the joys of having friends in a big, massive media brand like the Grassroots Gazette, and just pulling everyone together. It's the first time every single organisation in the equine industry, whether it's show jumping, dressage, pony club, racing, usually they're all fighting for funding. And every single year, like, there's always a group that's bitter about another group or something like that. Like,
That's with every single industry.
But for this particular month, every single sort of group in the equine industry came together and just, I suppose, came together for one reason, just to quench the stigma that's surrounded by talking about mental health.
I love that you picked January to do this, because January is a tough month. People are coming out of Christmas. Financially, it can be straining. The January blues. Even a friend of mine here in office put up yesterday on her story, and it's the truest thing ever. January is the mundiest month of the year. It really is. So you picked a really good month to do this.
Yeah.
The Hey, How Are You campaign is just for people to check in on one another. Yeah. Ask that question. Hey, how are you? And sit and listen. It's not even that you have to give advice. And last year when ye shot this out, for any of our listeners that don't remember, I had this on my show last year and it really did just go so big. Some of the names that have backed ye are insane.
Yeah, like the likes of AP Mackay, Willie Mullins, Cher Canlan, Nina Carberry was on it as well. Like the list is absolutely endless. That's just from racing. But like in terms of show jumping, you had the likes of Keane O'Connor who came on and helped us out as well. Like a multiple Olympic winner. Like in eventing, like you had the likes of Joseph Murphy. Dressage then, there was a big pull from the dressage industry as well. Marguerite Kavanagh was absolutely fantastic. Peter O in particular, I have to give a massive thanks to. When I was putting the plan to Shane, I was saying to him, I says, I'd love to get a race sponsored like in the Hay campaign, and he was like, no, that's definitely not going to happen, Shane. Next, and a couple of weeks later, then Peter Rowe from Fairy House gives us a ring. I was in college at the time. I was studying in Kildalton doing the stud management course, and I get a phone call mid-class. I see Shane McCarthy's name coming up, and I said to the lecturer, I says, I need to take this. And I went outside, and next he says, Peter Rowe is on board, we're getting this race sponsored in Fairy House.
Yes.
And I just came in and I was as white as a ghost. They thought that someone was after dying. I was like, no, we're getting the race named after us.
I love it. And like, Shane, I have no clue, and I will openly say that, about the equine industry. Mm. But I feel like from working with E and emceeing events and getting involved, when I attended the ball in October, the awards night, I'm even getting chills now saying it. It is a family.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Oh my God. All the girls involved. And again, I'm Dory. I said this to you before I came in. I'm so bad with names.
Yeah.
But it is. It's an industry, but it's also a family. Mm. All come together. Everyone got behind this. Yeah. And it's not just about mental health, because I don't want people to think, oh, she's banging on about mental health again. Mm. It's about the human behind it. It's the human behind the story. Yeah. And just if we can take it back ever so slightly, Shane.
Yeah.
For you to come on radio and openly talk, you're really breaking the stigma around men not being able to talk. Yeah. And I remember talking to you at the ball about this and how you opened up and spoke so openly about your dips up and down. And you said there a moment ago that through this, though, you've learned the tools to see, okay, I'm starting to dip again. Mm. And then I guarantee you know the tools and the things you need to do to take yourself up out of it.
Yeah.
And that itself is a gift that no money can buy, if I'm right in saying.
Yeah, no, 100%. But like, even you're talking there about sort of me, I suppose, breaking the stigma and all that. Like, I know I wrote about my mental health and different things like that in the Grassroots Gazette on occasion. And I know that I have spoken about it before. Like, in terms of actually talking about these things, like, I was absolutely useless up until last year. The reason, I suppose, why I left Sheffin, and I had to leave Sheffin, like, Sheffin alone is, it's a very, very tough job, and it's a very tough, mentally straining job.
Demanding.
I was after losing a good friend of mine very suddenly. And I suppose I didn't cope with the grief as well as I should have. And that led to a bit of a spiral in depression. And I was literally at the stage where my boss at the time, Danny Lynch, like, he was keeping an eye on me. But like, he could see I was going in a stage that, you know, Sheffin probably isn't for this lad. He said it to me. He says, you need to try and turn your life around. Like, when he'd be asking me, like, what's the story or how are you or anything like that, like, I used to just blank and
I'm fine.
I used to just shut it out completely. And that was one of the reasons why, I suppose, the Hay campaign sort of came about.
What was the moment, Shane, though? What was the moment where you were like, okay, you know what? Something's not right. I do need help. What was the process? What was the first step?
I was, I suppose, contemplating suicide at the time. I was just going rapidly downhill in my own mental state. Now, people might have been passing me in the street thinking I'd be fine or anything like that, like, but like, inside I was absolutely
a shell of yourself.
Oh, an absolute shell. And it wasn't, I suppose, necessarily the fact that like I'd lost a friend at the time, but like, it was a case that it was so sudden. I was only after speaking to the lad, like, he died 10 days before my birthday. And the last time I saw him, like, we were talking about getting him down to, I was chefing down in Ballyvaughan at the time, and next thing a few days later then I get a phone call saying he's dead, and it just shook me. It just shook me is what it was. I came home, and I've always been sort of surrounded with horses through my granddad and through my mother's side of the family. They've always been a fairly horsey family, but like I was always sort of determined to go down the chefing route, and I sort of stayed away from the horses for a good while. And they says, do you know what, we'll help him sort of get together now, and we'll buy like a mare as like a companion for someone for him to talk to, because I wasn't talking to any humans or anything like that. Like, so I basically got a mare by the name of Cheerio Sweetie. Like, I used to literally go out to the field and I'd sit down and I'd be talking away to her, like, and she'd nearly lie down beside you.
Oh, I love it. Animals are a human's best friend.
Yeah, but like, that was the determining factor that I says, right, I want to go down the equine route. And I decided then, right, I says, we'll go down the stud route, and haven't looked back since.
Would you say it was the horse industry that brought you back from your mental health?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. Like, especially like you're talking about, say, the family aspect in the Grassroots Gazette, like they have been immense, like even like with regards to sort of helping the campaign get launched, like Grassroots Gazette, Equitas, like everyone and anyone was getting behind this and pushing it forward. The Riders Academy there, when it started off first, like they pushed it and got sponsorship from an independent body to go in the Hay campaign's name. And to really, I suppose, push the fact that, you know, this isn't just a January thing, and this isn't just something that can happen in January. Although, even though what we did was great, say, last year, it was very, I suppose, off the cuff. And I suppose we didn't have a plan to last us the whole year. But behind the scenes and different things like that, like myself and Shane McCarthy have been constantly over and back to each other and planning different things. There's going to be a podcast. It'll be launched already by the time this goes out, but there's some very, very exciting plans in terms of funding and fundraising and events and different things like that in the Hay campaign.
Yeah. love the events in the horse world.
But yeah, like it's been an incredible journey, and like looking back from where I was in 2019 to where I am now, like it's like a complete different person.
I love that.
It is. Like, it really is. Like, and like, it did take an awful lot of blood, sweat and tears.
And work on yourself.
And work on myself. Like, I'm only really right. I could say I'm only really right, and I'm only really fully enjoying myself now and loving the person that I am now for the last year.
Love that. Yeah. Love that. No, because that is, there's the message. There's the message to our listeners. There's the message to any man that is not answering when, you know, he's asked, are you okay? How are you doing? You stressed? Mm. Yeah, I'm fine. You know, I really do feel that it for men, it is so hard.
Yeah. Oh,
and,
it is.
And today you have broke that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Shane, sit tight. When we get back, I want to play this or that with you. And I also want to talk specifically about how people can get involved with the Hay How Are You campaign. Keep it here on Spin Now with me, Katie. Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. And just before the short break, I was chatting with co-founder Shane Rooney of the Hay How Are You campaign. I know what you're laughing at. That was a really nice way to say it. Is that not how you should say it?
You can say it whatever way you want to, Katie. It's great.
Well, Shane, the Hay How Are You campaign is just basically about asking people, how are you? Don't be afraid to ask the question. Sit and listen when they give you the answer. How can our listeners get involved with this campaign, Shane?
Yeah, well, we're on all socials. Probably the best place to find us would be Instagram and TikTok. If you search hay.campaign on Instagram, I think it's haycampaign, just all one, on TikTok. It'll all, I suppose, lead you there. But I suppose in terms of, I may as well break the news, because I've already broken it on the podcast.
Woo! Break the news.
But one of the events that we're planning, well, I'm sort of planning, is doing a skydive.
Yes, I did it. It's brilliant. It's exhilarating. It's amazing. You will love it.
But wait till you hear this. I am petrified of heights.
Okay.
So the idea behind it is, so if we fundraise for this and we can get this, I suppose, off the ground, no pun intended. But if we can get this started up, it's basically a fundraiser where people push themselves outside of their comfort zone. and just, I suppose, to symbolise and represent, I suppose, the struggle that people might have with, I suppose, talking or going to seek that first step and going mm-hmm. to speak to someone. That's my idea. I think Shane McCarthy was sort of planning something himself as well as that. I'm not sure if he joined me. He told me before he's no intention of joining me, but there's loads of different things. Like, I was talking to Brendan Murphy at the Grassroots Gala, and he was saying, like, and if anyone was like a bad passenger or something like that, like, he has a rally car and bring them around for a stage in the rally or something like
that. I want to go. I swear I've no background in racing, or do I love it? I'd be terrified. Take me. Yeah. Sign me up.
But crazy. even in terms of like pushing themselves outside of the comfort zone, say doing like a fun run or
the new
something new, something different, being able to tie it in with the Hay campaign and make sure that it's a year round thing and not just a January thing.
I love it.
That's the plan. That's my idea anyway. Now we're still in the early stages of the planning process of that, and I need to try and find places that'll do the.
I can help you.
Yeah.
When perfect. We get off here, I've got all the info. I'll have you signed up today, Shane.
Maybe I might be regretting saying that live on air now, but no, like that's one of the big plans, and like we have an awful lot in the pipeline. That's just one thing that I can say that I know I've said on the podcast already, and that's going to be live already. But there's so much more, Katie. It's all going to be published on the socials. So if people want to get involved, they can go over to Instagram or TikTok more so than Facebook or anything like that. Like, as much as I'd love to be able to post on everything, I just seem to find very little time between work and the Hay campaign and everything else like that, like, to be able to manage all three. But I can definitely manage the two. And of course, the podcast as well. Jesus, the podcast, the Hay campaign on Spotify or wherever anyone finds the podcast. There's two episodes up there. My granddad, he's going to be 103 this year, and
Jesus.
I've interviewed him a couple of times as well. Like, but like for me, I suppose they're sentimental episodes that I'll always have. It's even better, I think, to be able to have, I suppose, the voice. And if people, I suppose, have been following my TikTok, like my own personal TikTok, like they'd know, they'd see same videos of myself and granddad all the time, like on it.
I love that.
He's TikTok famous. He's got over 200,000 views.
Jesus.
Honest to God, yeah.
Hi, granddad. Yeah. And can you give me your tip on like how to live the life that you're living?
Yeah.
I bet you he doesn't drink Monster.
No, Jesus, no. Yes. No. definitely gone down the wrong route, kid.
Shane, where can people follow you on social media?
On me? Well, Jesus, I think it's Shane Rooney 7 on TikTok.
Where we can tell what social media he uses more. Hey, how are you?
Honest to God. I think the TikTok is Shane Rooney 7. If you look up Shane Rooney anyway and you see a young lad and an old lad chatting away, that's me.
Love it. Shane, thank you. Honestly, I appreciate you coming on today. But before you go,
okay.
I'm going to play this or that.
Okay.
And I think I've made it very horsey.
Okay.
So you know what this or that is, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, are you ready? As fast as you can, I've got 10. Go with what comes to your head first.
Okay.
Okay, this is about the horses now, okay?
Okay.
English or Western riding? I don't know the difference.
I'd say English.
He's guessing. Okay. Jumping or dressage?
Oh, jumping.
Thoroughbred or quarter
thoroughbred,
horse?
Thoroughbred.
Jesus Christ. I don't know any of the answers to this. Flat racing or steeplechase?
Steeplechase.
What is that like? Okay, horseback trail riding or arena work?
Trail riding, I'd say.
Hay or a pasture for feeding? I don't know why I'm talking about that.
Well, as you're looking with the name behind it, we'll go hay.
I love it. And I did put that in on purpose. Traditional horse track or modern equipment?
Jesus, what sort of questions are these?
I'm telling you, boy. I'm on the horse.
We'll go traditional.
I love it. Indoor or outdoor arenas?
Indoor.
Horse grooming, brush or comb?
Brush.
Riding boots or paddock boots?
Riding boots.
Riding boots. That's it. 10. He survived. Shane, I could talk to you all day, but unfortunately, I am out of time. Honestly, I commend you for coming on and being so open today. You will have helped some listener out there that is feeling low and sees that you can be on the bottom, but you can turn your life around.
Yeah.
You looked into yourself, you did the work, and you are now living a full, content life. And as you said a few minutes ago, you love who you are right now.
Yeah,
love it.
That's it.
Shane Rooney, I'll catch you at the next gala.
Yeah, perfect. We'll see you then.